The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hello, hello, Clean Nation. Tracy Thompson here, and I am joined today with the lovely, amazing Miss Arminda. Say hi, Arminda.
Hi, hi.
Arminda is one of our, almost a frequent flyer. I don't know. This is our second time getting to do a podcast together, and I'm so excited today because we get to talk a little bit about like how things were compared to how things are now. And I know for a lot of Clean Nation out there, you've been listening to Mike or the podcast for a while. Maybe you've even heard or listened to our last podcast together, Miss Arminda and I. The one thing that I think is really important for everybody is that we get to see growth. It's in the name, Grow My Cleaning Company. But you know what? I think it's more like Grow My Cleaning Company Owner.
Yes. Right?
Because so much of this is personal growth in this whole journey of growing a business. So I'm just so pleased. I'm going to share a just for those of you who don't know Arminda yet, let me share a little bit about who she is and where she comes from. So Arminda started M&M Maintenance and Cleaning Service in January 2016 in Los Angeles, California. And she's obviously in commercial. And I love this. Her motto is do what you say, never give up, go above and beyond your expectations. Wow, what a starter. So Arminda, yes. Let's just dive right in. Let's dive right in. So how long has it been since you've been with us? Has it been a year?
Yeah, yes, it is. It has been a year. It's been a year. And today is my anniversary, a year not cleaning. And
Oh my God,
it's amazing. I was close not to reach my goal, but today, April 4, it's a year. I'm sweating. I have a smile from side to side because I can't believe it myself. I feel so excited. I feel so good. I've been thinking, driving today. Like, it's amazing how Arminda was and who is now and how she used to feel and how I feel.
Oh my gosh, that's so big. And those of you out there, maybe you're already out of cleaning and maybe it's even been a little bit since you remember what that's like, or maybe you're out there like so many, like Arminda used to be in and still cleaning and wanting so badly to have this lifestyle that where the business serves you instead of the other way around, instead of it, you being a slave to the business and feeling like you can't get out, like you cannot stop cleaning because you're sort of stuck. So Arminda, I'd love for you to share with Clean Nation, when you decided, I'm going to stop cleaning. What was that like for you? And then we're going to talk about what it's like today. But back then, what was it like? How was that hard? What was that process?
It was a challenge because I got to go against myself. Mm-hmm. And that's the hardest part to do. Because I was totally in a belief that I could not stop cleaning because if I were not there, things wouldn't be done correctly. So, you know, because when I started with you guys, I was like, when you used to say, you know, you're a business owner, blah, blah, blah. Now, you're not on my shoes, right? So that was the bigger challenge for myself. I wanted to make money, but I wanted to stop cleaning. But I didn't have the budget, but everything was a but. I didn't believe it. But I said, okay, I'm going to go for it. They say it worked and somebody else have done it. So that means this has to work. And I know there's so much to do to reach my goal. And I know that's been days where I was close not to reach it. There were days that I was about to go in, but I decided not to. Mm-hmm. I had to make so many decisions. You know, I cry. I'm not going to deny it. Sure. I did. It's been days where I said, no, this is not going to work. I have to, no, it's not going to work. But it does. It does work. It's up to, I hated the monkey mind. I admit it so many times.
The monkey mind. Just for anybody out there that might not have heard us talk about this before, the monkey mind that Arminda is talking about is, you know, that part of our brain, that part of our mind that says, oh no, this is a mistake. You shouldn't do this. No. Right. You need to be out there. You should be cleaning. You should yes. be bad if you're yeah. not cleaning. You know, all yeah. that's the monkey mind that.
Mm-hmm. What if about. It doesn't get down right? What if they miss something? Mm. What if they call me and something's wrong? Mm-hmm. What if, you know, everything, what if? And keep telling me, no, you got to be there. You got to be there. And I hated the monkey mind. I share with them, yeah, right, monkey mind. That's not what it is. They don't know. But yes, you guys know. And I admit it. And I'm strong enough to say, I admit it. I was wrong. When you or Mike used to say that, no, I mean, that's your mind. Don't mean that you gotta do the right thing. You haven't been done it the way it's supposed to. And it's true. It is true. It has taken me so long to understand and to admit it to myself that I was wrong and I needed to get out and I can do better then. And I'm doing better then.
I want you to talk about what it's like today, a year later, after making that decision, how your life is different, how your experience has evolved and changed and all the things you're able to do. But first, I do want to ask you a question about a little bit about the monkey mind, but when you decided to get out of cleaning and all the stories, we talk about stories, right? That we tell ourselves that are so, they seem so real mm-hmm. at the time. And we were just on a call together where we had someone who was talking about this and saying, but you don't understand, you know, my clients need me there. And that's it's just who I am. And so what would you say to all the Clean Nation people out there that right now feel stuck in cleaning and they really do feel like it's not just stories, it's not just a mindset. They really do feel like, you don't understand, I can't. What would you say to them right now?
Well, for those who are in the growth or right. for those who are not, but the ones that are in the growth, my cleaning company, give yourself a chance. That's number one. I gave myself a chance to try, just to give it a try, see how it feels not to go and clean. Just to give yourself a chance to feel what is to be an owner of a company, not a cleaner.
Right.
And make a difference. Just to give yourself a chance and challenge yourself. Because for me, that is the hardest part too. Challenge ourselves because we really feel that way. We really believe that if we're not there, things are not going to be smooth. If we're not there, things are not going to be cleaned properly. You don't understand. This is me. Maybe it worked for you, but it does work. I challenge and it does. I'm right here. You see the other podcast we did or when I started, even my face looks so stressful. Mm-hmm. I used to talk so fast because when I'm stressed out, I'm going like a million seconds. You know, I speak so fast, faster than what I do now. But just to give yourself a chance and never give up. One of the things is you follow what this group is telling you to do is because it'll have work for the people. And it does work. It does. Because if you take the guidance and you let yourself coachable. I say, yeah, I am coachable. But that's the number one thing. Is you're going to go in and hear because you want the best for yourself. You know, that's number one. It's toxic when you want everybody else to be safe, to for everybody else to do right. But what about you? You're the leader of your company. You decide what to do, not to do. So when I take that chance to do it, and I see it now, you know, I got more respect for my clients. That is true, tremendously. Because when I was in there and I was cleaning, I said, I got to prove that I can do better than. I got to prove that. No, that's not the case. I got more respect. They know I joined their team. They have comment how different I look. Mm. They always say Arminda, how Arminda is. I just got planted. They just now that I was on the call with you, they sent me a text. Arminda, can you make a can you do a walkthrough on Thursday? What time can you do it? Or what day can you do it? Imagine, they calling me. I'm not calling down. I'm not looking for that. So I see the respect and the growth that they see in me as a business owner, not as a cleaner. Right. I have nothing who already know me in this. They know that I have so much respect for the cleaners because my mom was a cleaner. That's the reason, one of the reasons why I'm in this business.
So there's nothing wrong with being a cleaner.
No, there's nothing wrong. But it's a great thing to be an owner and act as one.
And you said it. So you said it, Arminda. And I just want to say this again for everybody if you missed it. It's not good or bad or right or wrong to be a cleaner or not be a cleaner. It's not about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's about you making a choice. Mm-hmm. You deciding that being the owner has its own different set of responsibilities, and that you can grow the company. You can employ more people.
Yes.
You can do more. It's not scalable when you're doing the cleaning, right?
Exactly.
Because if you're in the field, you can't grow the company. And so it's not... I think that's what you're really getting at here is when you make that, give yourself a chance at a new identity, because the old identity of I'm a cleaner is keeping you at the company at the growth pace, right where you are. That's the max usually if you're maxed out. And if you give yourself a chance to take on this new identity, like you did, you said, I'm going to be an owner, the owner of a cleaning company. I'm not going to clean anymore. And that's okay, because now I have a new set of responsibilities to my workers, to my clients, to grow the company. And so now let's fast forward to today. So it's been a year. And in that year, Arminda, I'd love for you to share maybe some things that would surprise some people, like out in Clean Nation, they're out there cleaning. Maybe they're cleaning right now while they're listening to this podcast. How has your life changed? What are some of those surprising things?
Ooh, God, like I say, you know, this is short time, but there's so many things that I can say. But one of the, I'm growing. I got less people to work, but I had the right people to do the job. See, when I was the core value, I'm going to go for my core values. You read it?
Yes.
And that's do what you say, never give up, go above and beyond expectations. It's always been my motto, but I didn't know and how to hire the right people. You know, we only hire because we need to show that we have the people. We need to bring people here. We need to, whatever the reason is. But to hire the right quality people to be side to side with you and the how important it is to be a business owner and to lead your company, because you decide to have a business, right? So once we get in a business and we decide to be a business, sometimes we think we are, by cleaning the very detailed things, right? But to be an owner and to have the decision when and who you're going to provide the service to and who to hire, no matter how much you struggle. Because in the past, I have 3-4 people I would drive in and everything to get the one job done. Now I have 3 and myself working, cleaning. Now I have 1 person. I'm not cleaning. I'm taking care of my business. And things are done right. So that's when I'm going back. This is where Arminda so relaxed. I can get my hair done when I was skinny. I swear to God, I'm the kind of person that I like to take care of myself. You know, my hair, my nails, blah, blah.
And your health. I know for
my health.
Your health has been so important. Yes. Oh, my gosh, Arminda. There are so many, there's so many owners out there right now that are tired and their bones hurt and their backs hurt. And I want you to say something to all of those hardworking owners out there that are really hurting in their bodies. Yeah. They're not taking care of themselves. What would you say to them right now about how different it has been, how great it's been for you to take care of your health?
Oh, like I'm going to share with some don't know, I have MS, multiple sclerosis, one out of many sickness in my life. And that is something that my doctor keep telling me, Armina, you got to rest. You got to take it easy. Armina, you have to do this. Armina, okay. So it kicked in last year. Everything came in place and I said, okay, I'm going to give myself a chance. And once I decided to make the change and stop cleaning, you know, I was able to go into the treatment, go and take care of my health, you know, my pain. I'm not something I'm going to live with, but for me, because I want to grow my business. I want to be a successful business owner. So in order for me to take care of that and reach my goal, I need to stop cleaning. It's almost in your head, in your belief, you think it's not doable, but it is. I swear to God, I don't want to swear, but yes, and trust me, believe me, that is doable. And everything, I admit it, I was wrong. Everything was in my head. I'm doing much better. My health is getting better. I know there are going to be days that it's not going to be that great, but I'm taking care of that. I'm taking care of my business. I'm doing so much in less time. I know it took me a year because I'm stubborn. And I always like, no, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. But it does work. A year. But it's a commitment. Getting close to do it. I make a lot of changes. I make a lot of decisions not to take maybe an extra client. But because that took me, you know, that long, or a decision not to go clean. But if I have to do that and now I'm ready, so it's worth it. It's worth it. But how good is it going to be to have money and get more clients and you only going to do it for a year or so and never going to get time to rest and do what you want to do?
And, you know, it's so important. And I really think you're such a shining, inspiring example of someone, and I watched you over this last year grow and as a person, and to admit to yourself that you do deserve to take care of yourself, that you can and should put yourself as a priority. Instead of always, I mean, I know cleaning company owners, especially those who are still out there cleaning, are so service oriented and they care about people so much. And I know you were a person who always put everybody first.
Yes.
You do that over the years where you're not really taking care of yourself and you're burning the candle at both ends.
Oh yeah.
Right. Your body starts to rebel, you know, your stuff starts to break down. And, and here's the thing. I know that you come from a place of your heart and you love people, but now you love people from a place of overflow because you have enough for you. For Arminda, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's such a profound shift for so many owners that they think that, or they feel guilty, they feel bad. What would you say to someone who says, but I can't, I don't feel good. I would feel bad. I would feel guilty about staying back in the office or not out there cleaning with my people. What would you say to those people out there that are like, I don't know. I don't know if I could do it. I feel too guilty. What would you say?
Yeah. If I was on the other side, like I used to, when you guys or other people in my position now, they used to say, it can't be done. Mm. And I was like, no, it's not going to, no, they're not on my shoes, right? I was in your shoes. I walk your shoes and I'm still walking your shoes. I'm not saying that I reached my goal completely. I'm not saying that things are not going to be, everything's going to be smooth from now on. No, I'm not saying that. But just to make a decision and to tell you the truth, it's true. You can't do it. It takes time. I don't know how long it will take. It took me a year to completely every day. No, this week I'm not going to go. I go and train. I do the training. Yes. Sometime and not. But I make the decision. Idea is doable. Trust me, for someone who has MS, thyroid, suicidal, depression, anxiety, and all the negative things that you get into your head, is doable. It is doable, not easy. I'm not going to lie. But so, it can be easy for someone. What I'm saying is not easy because you're about to go, because your mind is always like, if I'm not there, things not going to be done right. If I'm not there, I'm not going to make money. You know what? I lost so much money by being there and thinking that was the best way to do or to manage or to lead my company. Mm-hmm. Totally wrong. Mm-hmm. But I truly believe that I needed to be there. I needed to drive everybody else there, that I was helping my workers. Mm-hmm. You know, I was helping people because I like to help people. That's my nature. I like to help everybody. Mm-hmm. But I was wrong. Now I help more people and I'm helping myself. Yes. Because I now, that's it. Helping myself. I'm spending more time in working in the business, right? I was on the business. I'm working on the business because I'm doing my hiring funnel. Mm-hmm. I'm following the system. I'm learning to get my numbers. I'm getting fired or not fired people, let them go. I'm shaking afraid, but I got a new counter. I know what it takes to own a company, to grow my company. That's most of us that are on a business is because we want to grow. We don't want to be who we used to be or always cleaning. I don't think so, no matter how much we like it.
And you know, here's the thing. I love this. And Arminda, I want to say there's a lot of cleaning company owners out there that are very diverse. We have women, we have families, we have partners, we have single solo owners, some like really all over and all over the world too. We have lots. One thing I love about you is that you never sort of let the, I'm a woman, English isn't my first language, I don't have the advantages, yeah, things are harder for me. And you never let that monkey mind, like that part, keep you from accomplishing and doing everything that you've done, which is absolutely, to me, is amazing. And so, you know, for all of you out there, Clean Nation, I get it. We get it that it's easy to kind of fall back into some of those old, more comfortable patterns of saying, but you don't understand, nobody wants to work right now. It's hard to hire people. I would get out of cleaning, but right?
Like, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You know, all yes. This. But we promise you, Arminda is here as living proof.
Oh, yes. Yes.
It's a yes. It's the stories we tell ourselves. It's what we believe and the decisions that we make that make the difference, not the circumstances, not your background, not your, none of that is what is going to determine whether or not you are successful or not. No. So in our final last few minutes, what would you say was your number one piece of advice? And I want to give a little bit of context. Something that people misunderstand or they get wrong about this business, and a piece of advice for everyone out there in Clean Nation.
Advice. I'm going to repeat my never give up, no matter what. No matter what, no matter what people tell you, don't give up, reach your goal. Most of us who own the business, and I can say it, all of us, we're a little bit crazy, but we have a big heart.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And we always for helping others, our customers, our workers, our cleaners, our porters, and always leave ourselves back. But in order for us to be a good leaders, we have to give and love ourselves more and never, never give up. Because if I was able to do it, like you say, Lindsay, a background coming from another country, second language, you know, have an education, have a degree, whatever it is, because there will be a lot of chance. Life is full of chance. Sure. Life is full of rocks in your road. But every time we fall, we stand up stronger than what? Absolutely. And so that's what I definitely would say. You might not believe me, but if you follow and you let yourself guide by the experts that we have, trust me, you're going to be Arminda better than them, Arminda.
Because I love it.
A year ago, if you go back and see even my face, my hair, and how I speak before a year ago, because I didn't believe, I didn't have the right guides, and I didn't let myself, you know, guidance at that time and not believe it. But then I make a decision, say, yes, I'm going to challenge myself again. And I did it, suffer, fail, want to give up, but I never did. So I have not given up. I'm still there, and I did yes. what it takes to be a business owner. I am a business owner. I'm proud to be one.
Yes.
And it's more to come.
Yes.
But I never, never, and I'm not going to give up. Do what you say. Never give up. Go above and beyond what you promised to do to yourself. And then you're going to be another Arminda.
And you know what? I want to add just one little quick thing to that, because that was so perfect. I don't want to change anything you said. I just want to add one little layer to that. You said it, but I'm going to say it again, just in case everybody missed it, is yes. Mike says this all the time. It's like, yes, never give up. Mm. Promise yourself that you're going to reach your goals. But here's the thing. You also need to be coachable and yes. to get help, because those of us out there that are kind of those, you know, stubborn, like, you know, that I'll do it on my own. And you think that being the lone wolf and doing it alone is the best way.
No.
I just want to say one of the distinctions of a true leader, Arminda is a good example. She didn't just say to herself over and over, I'm going to do the same thing I've been doing, but do it harder and longer and whatever, and just not give up. So it's a combination of getting support, getting help, getting the right guidance, and then not giving up.
Right.
Because let's face it, we've all been guilty of being stubborn in doing the same thing over and over.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So,
wow. Yes. Well, I fight with Mike, with you. Like, you don't get it. That's not you. Okay, no, Mike, they don't want to work. All those things, trust me, it is true, but coachable. If you let yourself
be coachable,
right. If you allow yourself and ask for help.
Yes.
Because most of the time, we don't want to help. We don't want to ask for help, because when we ask for help, sometimes we don't get the answer we want, or we don't get it when we need it right away, because we always want it done yesterday, not today or tomorrow, yesterday. And so, but if we learn to be patient, that's hard.
Feel like, oh, that makes me less of a person, or that makes me weak, or I don't know, some crazy stuff the monkey mind tells us.
No. And you know what? Like I love, I'm sorry that I'm going to say this, to be in this, grow my company and be around people who understand you and don't judge you or don't. I mean, we speak the same language. When I say we speak the same language, we understand each other. Mm-hmm. Someone has gone our path before us or going through the same path, you know, after us. So, but we understand each other, and then it's a support team that you start to learn that you're not wrong. Or, you know, that's, you don't feel criticized, because when you own a business, everybody else that it does not in the business, it going to always judge you and always going to say you're wrong or blah, blah, whatever. But you know what? It's you and this team, support team, my God, life is easier.
It's absolutely much, much easier. So, Arminda, thank you so much for coming today and coming back and sharing your journey with everyone. And Clean Nation, if you're out there right now and you're thinking to yourself, maybe you're still cleaning while you're listening, because I know a lot of people tell us that they listen to our podcast while they're cleaning. So if you're out there and you're thinking to yourself, gosh, you know what? If Arminda can do it, if Arminda can get out of cleaning in a year and take care of herself and grow the business and be the person she's become, I can too. If you're thinking that right now, please reach out to us. We're here to support you. We have amazing coaches. All you really need to do is go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a call. Book a call with one of our coaches. And maybe you may even get to speak to Mike himself. I can't promise, but you know, every once in a while, he'll hop on the phones and talk to all of you. So please don't try to do it on your own anymore. If you struggled with this, if hiring is hard, if all of these things, just as Arminda said, be coachable, don't give up, but be coachable. Right. And we adore each and every one of you. We want you to be happy and fruitful and profitable. So thank you again, Arminda, and everybody, we will see you on the other side.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.